We are in Maseches Tainis, Daf Yud Tes, Amud Beis, 2, 4, 6, 8, about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud, 5 words in, Tan Rabbanan, Pamachas, Alu, Kol Yisrael, Laregel, Yerushalayim, V'lehoyelehem, Mayim, Lishtes. So the Kol Yisrael were being Laregel, and there was no water to drink. Halach Nachdim ben Gurion Eitzel Hegmon Echot. So Nachdim ben Gurion, who was initially an extremely wealthy man, he went to one of the officers. Amar Lei Halveni Shteimisrei Mayonis Mayim. He said, "Lend me 12 Mayonis or Mylais or like pools of water." La'ila Regalim for the Yidden who are Ila Regal. Vani Etan Lecha Shteimisrei Yenis Mayim. And I will repay you back the same amount. Did any nais in lecha, harani nais in lecha, shtei misrei kikrei kasef. And if I don't pay you back, then I will give you back 12 portions, measures of silver. The kabbal is man, and he agreed, and they fixed the day that the loan was due. Kabbal is man. Came in Jigiaz man. When the day came, v'le'yardu gishamim, and the rain had not fallen, v'le'yardu gishamim b'shachris shalach shagali oimayim oimois. So the Hegmon sent a message to Nachdimon, and he said, either send me money, send me the mayim, or send me the money. Oimois shishlicha biyadi, shishli biyadcha. Shalach lai, Nachdimon responded and said, adayin yeshli zman kalayim kulei shali. He said, I still have time, the whole day is mine. The whole day is mine, meaning I said up until this day. And it means ad v'ad b'chlal, it means up until and including this day. And therefore, I still have time. The afternoon came and he said, no, either give me back the mayim or give me the money. Shalach lai, adayin yeshli shoyis b'yayim. In the late afternoon, shalach lai, shagali eimayim emayish yeshli biyadcha. Shalach lai, adayin yeshli shos biyayim. He said, I still have a little bit of time left. It's not over until it's over. And you're right, if I don't pay you back the mayim by the end of the day, then I have to give you this, the measurements of silver, but there still is a bit of time left. Ligleg alav oisei hegmayim. So this officer, he mocked Nachdim ben Gurion. Amar lei kol hashana kula lo yardu gishamim va'achshav yardu gishamim. What, the entire year there hasn't been any rain, and you think now, literally in the last few moments, in the last few minutes, all of a sudden it's going to rain? It's ridiculous. So what did he do? It says the Bach, miyad nichnas lebeis hamechatz b'simchot. So the Hegmon, he went into the bathhouse b'simcha. The Mashal says, "Efshe she'asa zeh derech liglug." Maybe this was part of the mockery. He did this derech liglug sheheim lo'haya lehem mayim lishtes. Many of the Yidden didn't have any water to drink. Shehut shechul asis le'yud beiz kikrei kasev. Oh, yesh legam hayoyim mayim lemechatz. And he's got so much water, he's even able to bathe. So he was malagleg, and off he went to take a bath. So Adshe Hegmon nichnas b'simchasi lebeis hamerchatz, Nachdimon nichnas lebeis hamigdash. Kishu atziv. So Nachdimon went to the beis hamigdash. We know that Nachdimon was literally around the time of the Churban, because the Gemara Ksubas tells the story of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who lived through the Churban, that pam achas he met Bita Yishel Nachdimon Ben Gurion, that she was Melaketis Sairim, and so on. So this was literally the very, very end of the Bayi Sheni. So he went into the Beit HaMikdash, Kishu Atzev Nis Atev, and he covered himself in the talis, V'amad B'tfila, Amar Lufanav Ribayne Shalayla. He dam to Hashem, and he said, Golui V'yadu Lefanecha Shalay Lechvaydi Asisi V'lay Lechvayd Beis Ab Asisi. El Lechvayd Chasisi. Why did I make this deal with this Hegmon? In order to ensure that Klal Yisrael would have Mayim Lishtis is when they be Eila Regel. So I did this L'chvayt Klal Yisrael. They're coming to be Eila Regel. They're coming to be with you. L'chvayt Chasis Yishu Mayim Etzim L'Eila Regalim. So he davened to Hashem. And he just, I mean, it's interesting. It doesn't even say in the Nusach, in what appears B'faneinu, that he actually said, Hashem, make it rain. He just says, you should know that I did what I did for your honor. Miyad niskashu shemayim ba'avim v'yardu gishamim. So, maybe this is the bechina of Terem Yikro v'ani'ene. I mean, he just said, I did this for your covet, and so on. And miyad niskashu shemayim ba'avim v'yardu gishamim. Ajnismalu shtemisrim ayanis mayim v'hoisiru. So that these 12 pools were filled up, and there was even some more left. Yep. What does the Bach say? Ba'oid shiyotza, b'yod shiyotza hegman b'yis ha-mechat, snakdim ha-mingren yotza mi-b'yis ha-mikdash. So as the hegman was leaving the b'yis ha-mechat, snakdim left the b'yis ha-mikdash, kishapagu zeh b'zeh. Amar leit, hein li d'mei mayim yoyse shiyish li b'yodcha. So now, snakdim turned to the hegman, and said to him, give me the excess, because I've given you back even more. I paid you back even more mine than that which you gave me initially. So tain li d'mei mayim yoyser, shiyish li biyadcha. Amar loy, so the Hegman said, yoyde ani shleihir shekadosh baruch hasalam me'ela bishvilcha. I'm aware that Hashem caused this tremendous rash and made this miracle. It was done for you. Which, by the way, answers the question which the Mepharshim say, why is it that Nakdiman waits until the very end, to the last minute? Why didn't he daven before? Why didn't he enter the Beis HaMikdash before and daven? He literally waits until the very last minute. So the Mepharshim say, the Mashal and others, they say that it wouldn't have necessarily been clear and distinct and nicker if it would have rained stam on a day. So he wanted to wait until the last moment, just when you think it's over, bang, comes the rain. So said the Hegman, I am aware, this nace was done. Ella adain yeshli pischen te'alecha. But however, I still have a tine against you. Shikvar shakachama ugishamim bershusi yardu, because it was already post shkia when the rain fell, and therefore it's too late. So yes, the miracle was done, but too little, too late, and therefore I'm afraid you still owe me the money. So it was a cloudy day, and he says it's post shkia, and therefore it's too late. Chazav nichnas, it says he went back. Nichnas nakdima ben Gurion lebeis hamikdash nisatif va'amad betfila. He amar lefanav ribbono shel olam hoida sheyesh lecha ahuvim ba'olamecha. Please make known that there are those who are ahuvim, who love you, who are beloveds to you in your world. Meaning, please show and kind of help me so that I've got a tiny nitzachas against the Hegemon. What does the Bach say again? Kashem shasisali neis brishena kach aseili neis b'achreina. Which is interesting, you know, he was mispal for an ace according to this girsa, which we know, usually a person is not supposed to be mispal for an ace. Some say there is a tzvor shar, it's actually negeah to Hanukkah, and it's been negeah to this gemara now that I think about it. The tzvor shar asks, the mafarshim asks the question, if a person forgot to say alanisim in benching, so you're supposed to say harachem anu yasal alanisim in iflays, kishkabesh asis lavasine b'yamim mahim bezmanazeh b'meim atis yopin yoichanan, and so on. That's what you do if you forget alanisim and so on. So asks the tzvor shar, but you're not supposed to daven for an ace. The Gemara in Brachos, Gemara says you're not supposed to daven for an ace, and don't ask Mikash from Leia, because that's different. Maisa nisim shiny, but betzim you don't daven for an ace, and so on. So one of he gives a few answers. One of the answers which he gives is the nisim is harachem anu yasta lanu nisim in a place. You can daven for the tzibur for an ace. So very, very, very meduik in this Gemara. I mean, even though the lashon of the Bach is kashem shosis linais b'kachasay linais, but still, he was doing this for the sake of Klal Yisrael, l'chavodim sheisal, for the sake of Klal Yisrael, and therefore maybe that's the reason why he was able to do what he did. Miyad nispazrua avim, the clouds dispersed, v'zor chachamo, and the sun shone. Ba'isishah amalei egman ilulei nigdra chamo hayali pischen pe'alecha she'etzim emcha ma'isai. Had it not been that the sun came out, I would have had a tiny nitzachas. Lamaisa, the sun came out, you win and I lose. I'm trying to remember, I'm sure there is a Maramachim, maybe I'm thinking Mashah or something. Lamaisa, if we consider what happened over here, Lamaisa, the day was over. The day was over and he lost. Elamai, Davin to Hashem, make a nace for me. And Hashem made a nace and the sun shone and so on, and therefore Lamaisa. I'm sure Lichtenkopter is that there's someone who says that at the end of the day, because he was Meramahim, he tricked him, he deceived him, so it wasn't so posh. I'm trying to remember if the story said, I mean, the Gemara says in Ksubas of the Nagdim Ben Gurion, he lost all of his money, and the Gemara asks why, how could it be, and the Gemara gives several answers. Even though he gave tzaka, but lafum gam l'shichna, the load a camel is able to bear according to its load, according to its size, the load, and or he did it l'chvaydoi, various answers. But I seem to recall someone who said, you know, because of this maisa, that he was meram the guy, even though l'maisa, you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him and he did it, but l'maisa, he was meram.
Where do we see that he did it?
The day was over.
How do we know? The clouds were covering the sun.
The nace.
That's not
it. Yeah.
Nace.
It's not a nace. It's not a nace for the clouds to disperse. That's not a miracle for
that's
the clouds to disperse.
That's not such a nace. No, it's not that sort of a nace.
No,
it is. It's also in the clouds to disperse.
No, we're going to see. It's muchach, not like that. I think Gemara is going to see it in a minute. I think Gemara is going to say that there's three people. Shenokta lechamo. There was a nace like a derechatev, Yeshua, Moshe, Nagdim, and Ben Gurion.
But that's not fair. Then why should he deserve his money?
That is the kasha, and that's exactly the point. But it's muchach, not like that, because the Gemara is saying over here that there was a neish leka derech hateva. His name was not even Nagdima Ben Gurion, but because there was a neish leka derech hateva, and I think it was the Mashal who says lemaisa he won, but he was meramim. I just have to find it, but it's muchach from the Gemara that's what happened. And let's see. His name was Baini. Rashi says Niktra Zarcha Lashon Makdir Shai Sechama Kederis Berakia. It shone for him. Tan Rabban Shleisha Niktama Chalhem Chama Ba'avuran Meishi Yeshuv and Nakdima Menigurin Bishlam and Nakdima Menigurin Gemara. We have this Masera. Yeshuv Namikra Dichsev Vayidayim Hashemesh. Vayarach, the Arech Amad, excuse me, meaning the Shemesh was silent, meaning, what does it mean, the Shemesh was silent, because the Shear of the Shemesh is its movement, even though, as we know, we move around the sun, but it appears to move, and that is its Shira, and so on, and the Pasuk says, Vayamid Hashemesh b'chatziya shemayim, v'lay otzlovei kiyim tomim. So there was this miracle that Yeshua caused the sun to be suspended. So that we find by Yeshua. By Nagdim, we have this Masera. Yeshua, we have a Pasuk. Elamashim and Alanamar Rebbe Lazar, Asya Achel Achel. We have a Gzeira Shava. We have a Gzeira Shava. And the Pasuk says, Achel Teis Pachtecha. Nuxiv Hasan by Yeshua, Achel Gadlecha. So just like by Yeshua, there was this thing, so to by Moshe. Where was this by Moshe? So we have interesting Rashi says elsewhere, Rashi Navayda Zara. And Chavhei says it's referring to the Milchama against Sichon, and that's what it says also in Targum Yonis and Menuziel. There's a Medrash Tanchum in Parshas Tetzaveh which says it's referring to when Moshe battled against Amalek. That's when the Shemesh stood for Moshe Rabbeinu. So yeah, Ksivas Machal Gadlachar Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar Asya Teis Teis Ksivacha. They heard about what you've done, and they had fear and trepidation and so on. When did this happen? This happened at the time the time when the sun stood for Moshe. The pasuk says that, you know, this happened tachas kol hashamayim, and therefore it's an allusion to when Moshe caused the sun to stop. So again, it seems to be that this Maisa with Nachdim and Ben Gurion was also a neish lekederach hateva. And if so, it just becomes quite a difficult thing to kind of work through. On the one hand, the Kadosh Baruch Hu did this nes for him, l'chvodim shel Yisrael, to show how beloved they are. But l'maisa, he was merama, and therefore he didn't get out totally unscathed.
Wasn't there another case of Gideon with a shemesh?
Well, that's for the issue. What's that?
Wasn't there another case where the sun stood?
Well, the Masha asks from Yaakov Avinu. I'm not sure. You ask for Yaakov Avinu when he went to sleep, and there was, and they give various answers. Okay. Now we said the chin ir shliyard olegisham. We said if you have several cities, and you have the cities which are adjacent to each other, and for one city there's rain, and the other city there's no rain. We said the city where there's no rain, then it's got all the dinim of Tainis and Meria, and then the other city where there is rain, so we said they're Misane, but they're not Maria, or the Kiva said the opposite. And we quoted a pasuk. Amrav v'shtehen l'klala. Meaning we quoted a pasuk, and the simple mashmos of the pasuk is that, you know, one city was blessed and one city was cursed with a lack of rain. And that, says Rav Yehuda Merav, even though the pashtus of the pasuk is one is bracha, one is klala, they're ultimately both laklala. Rashi says about 10 lines down, shtei laklala, akrokoi, haidechsiv, alirachas amtir, valirachas leamtir. So surely the one city which gets rain, it's a bracha. And that Rashi says, "Shneim leklala." I say, "Sheyam tirolea reiv gishamim shemekalkalin esatvua veshalayam tirin gishamim vein tvua gedela." So one has got too much rain, one doesn't have any rain. Both of them are leklala. Now the Gemara continues and quotes another pasuk: "Hoisa Yerushalayim lenida beinayim." The Karen Ari explains that just like we mentioned from Rabbi Yehuda Merav, that even though the mashmos of the pasuk is that one is Labracha, and really they're both Laklala. Now we're going to quote another name of Rav Yehuda Merav. There's another pasuk which has a mashmos Laklala, and really it's Labracha. Always usually I'm Lenida Beinayim, I'm Rav Yehuda Merav. Labracha. So this is the end of the pasuk. In Eicha, what does it say? Perset Tzien Biodeo, Ein Menachem La, Tziva Shem Leakev Svivav Tzarav. Hoyis Yerushalayim lenida beinayim. Yerushalayim would be like a nida amongst them. Says Rav Yehuda Merav, it's actually something good. Mani de yesh laheter af Yerushalayim yesh laheter. It's coming to allude to the fact that just like a nida has a heter lebailov, so to Yerushalayim will have a heter, will be reunited with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So too, another pasuk in Eicha. Hoyso kalmana, Amar Rav Yehuda lebracha. Meaning ki almana, v'loy almana mamish. Ela ki isha shalach b'alam dinas hayam v'dayti lachzar. They change it to eleha. He's going to come back to her. She's not mamish almana. She's a little bit like an almana in some way, shape, or form. V'gam anina sati eschem nivzim u'shvalim. So again, Achia Shilaini is saying this is referring to the tkuf of Yerav ben Nevat and that generation. I've made them nivzim and shvalim. They've made them into low people in the eyes of the goyim. So Amar Yehuda lebracha. It's actually something which is good, even though Achia Shilaini is actually saying something bad and negative, and you might use the lashon of being mekal of them, but it's a blessing in disguise. Why? The leimuk mi minon lo yareshe rei amreshe nahare v'leim gziri pati. Gziri pati. What are these two things? Rashi says in the middle of the page, "Le mukmi minan reishi nahari mochsin, tax collectors, v'loi gziri pati starred yutin mirei bizayin." In other words, had we not been so despicable in the eyes of these nations, we might have gotten these positions of prominence of being tax collectors and so on, which ultimately would have caused us to be hated because we're going and we're, you know, getting the money from people, and when it might be very, very difficult for them, and they would hate these types of individuals. So because we are so despicable in their eyes, we don't have these positions of prominence. Vehika Hashem es Yisrael kasher yonud hakone b'mayim. So also it says that Hashem will smote Yisrael like a reed is in the mayim. Avravi de Marab lebracha. This is also a blessing in disguise. This is lebracha. The Amra Rav Shmuel by Nachmani Amra Bienesen. What's chat in the passing them on a pitsiohe? Meaning it's actually Naaman, it's faithful, the blows of someone who loves you, more so than the kisses of the enemy. Meaning even though the kisses of the enemy seem to be pleasant, and the blows, the makis of an oyev seem to be unpleasant, but it's really the opposite. Meaning Tiba Klala Shekilel Achiyash Yelainias Yisrael Yezim Yibracha Shebirchen Bilam Arasha. Better is the klala of Achiyash Yelaini than the bracha of Bilam Arasha. Achiyash Yelaini Kilan Bekane. He was in the Kaldam that they will be like a reed. So you'd say you're like a lowly reed, you're nothing. Amalam Li Yisrael Vehika Shemes Yisrael Kashayana Dakane. Makane Zeh. Oymed b'mokemayim. It's got 1 mile, number one, that it's able to be b'mokemayim. Number two, the gizei machlif. Even if it's uprooted, it will replenish and redevelop, regrow in the same place. Vishrashav merubin, and it's well rooted. Afilu kol ruchei sheba oylam ba'ois v'neishvois bay. Even if all the winds in the world come and blow it, ein mezizes oisei mimkeimai. They will not come, and they will not move it from its place. Ela haylechu boy my hand. It will go, it will move, it will roll with the punches. Damamu aruches. And then once the winds cease, amad hakana bimkeimai, the kana will remain in place. Avol bilam arasha, birchan be'eres. He was mevarach them, and it will be like a cedar tree. Shemaka arozim, ma'erezze, einayim et b'makamayim. It doesn't have this mila, its ability to be b'makam mayim. Rashi deals with a potentially difficult pasuk. The ein giz a machlif. If it gets uprooted, it's not going to regrow. Ein shoshim merubin afilu kol ruches shvaylam neishvis be'ein mezizas seisimim kaima. Even though yes, usually it's quite strong and it's impervious to wind, but kaven shnashim be'ruach to remis. But once the powerful southern wind comes, oikratay ve'yifachtei alpanav. Yeah, totally uproots it. V'loyoyde l'shezocha kana litzal hemenu kulmus. Lichta v'yisefa teira neviim uksuvim. From a reed, you fashion a quill with which you write teira neviim uksuvim. The Ion Yaakov says, connected to 3 milas which it has. It's eimed b'makamayim, it's gizimachlev, it's shoshim merubin. So then it has this mila of being able to write teira neviim and uksuvim. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabban lo olam yehi adam rach kekane v'al yehi kasha ke'erez. A person should always be, easygoing, soft like a kana, and you should not be hard like an erez. The Gemara is going to quote a story, and we'll see in a minute. We'll see the Ein Yaakov in a minute as to this teaching of lo olam yehi adam rach kekane v'al yehi kasha ke'erez. Who in the upcoming story is it referring to? Who in the upcoming story is it referring to? Just to mention very briefly, again, in the Inyan, we are in Hanukkah, and there is a beautiful mimer of Rav Huttner, mimer Zion, where he speaks about the concept of Hoyd Vahadar, and says that we kind of always find these things. I mean, Hanukkah is a time of Lahoidah Yisrael Lahalo, and he mentions and speaks about how you always seem to find Hoid and Hadar going together. And what he says is that Hoid is a type of beauty. On the one hand, it's a type of Yofi. but he says that that Hoid and Yofi are not synonymous. Hoid is referring to a particular type of beauty. It's very difficult to translate the word Hoid, splendor. What exactly does Hoid mean? And he says that I'll just read a line or two, and he says, Pratiyusi shal suga yefi akari hoid, what's distinct about the type of beauty known as hoyd, hu hayoyfi hanimtza besgulas hagemishus. It's the beauty which is found in flexibility, being easygoing and flexible. When you see something which is easygoing and flexible, there you quite possibly will find the beauty of hoyd. In other words, hoyd on the one hand means splendor, and it also has to do with the concept of I give in to you, I admit, I am moida, and so on. And he says that the mafteach to understand this concept is the Gemara Maseches Tainis of La'olam hi adam rach kekane va'al yei kasha ke'erez. Meaning, it seems to be that it's a chesaron that you have a kane, that's just a lowly nothing, and it's very easy to move it around and so on. But its ability to be easygoing and to be blood to blow with all of the ruchos and so on. But eventually, because of that, it's always able to remain. Very, very beautiful piece of then Maimer Zayin, where he where he explains this Gemara and relates it to Chanukah. Anyway, says the Gemara like this: Lailin Yadam Urach Kakan of Aliyah Kashik Eris Maisa Shaba Rabbi Lazar Brib Shimon. There was a Maisa with Rabbi Lazar Brib Shimon Mi Migdal Gadar Mi Beis Rabbi. So he came from his Rebbe's house. V'haya Arachav Al Hamar. He was riding on his donkey. Umitayel Asfas Nahar. And Rashi says, Mitayel Lismayach. He was just going for a leisurely teal by the river. V'samach Simcha Gedoyla. And he was in a particularly good mood. V'haysa Daitse Gasolov. And, difficult to translate this, don't want to say more than what it says, but his das was gassed upon him, which some of the take literally, meaning that there was a certain gassus ruach, and there was a certain confidence which he had, which was perhaps a little bit more than he should have had. So So he's feeling on top of the world. He's very happy. He's going for a tiol lesimcha, daite gasa love, because he learned a lot of Torah. Nizdamen le adam echad shahaya mechur biyoser. He chanced upon an individual who was objectively unpleasant in his physical appearance. Rashi says yishvam shikos ben Eliyahu zochel toiv, v'hu niskaven lechicha ish leyagel bedavra. So there is actually a Gerus which says it was Eliyahu. Tosfos says the same thing. Maseches Derech Eretz Mefarish, the Oyusi Adam, I know Eliyahu, Ula Toiv Niskaven Kadesh Lo Yargo Bedover. So this was someone disguised as Eliyahu, clearly coming to be Mechiach him because he was Daitei Gasa Olav B'Yosef. So what did Eliyahu say to Rabbi Elazar ben Rebbi? Amalei Shalom Alecha Rebbi. And he didn't respond, and we know not responding to a greeting is tantamount to gzela. So that's already a very unpleasant thing to do. And then someone said in a very dignified manner, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, and he did not respond to him. But what did he say to him? Amar lei reika. He said, you empty one. Kama mechur oisi ha'ish. How unpleasant looking are you? How ugly are you? Possibly is it true that maybe all your townsfolk are equally as ugly as you? To which he responded with humility, Omer lai, any idea, I don't know. Elaleich ve'emar le'umen shasani kama mechur klize shasisa. Why don't you go and tell the craftsman who fashioned me how unpleasant, how ugly is the kli which you made? So Rabbi Elazar ben Rebbi realized that he was wrong. Once he realized he was chayte yarad min hachamar, he descended from his hamar, v'nishtatach lefanav, and he bowed down in front of this person, which was Eliyahu. Ma'amar lei nanesalach mecholi. I apologize for what I have done. I realize that what I've done was incorrect. Rashi says elsewhere, "Dibarti yoyser midai." I spoke out of line. and I shouldn't have said what I said, and please be meichel me. The Mefarshim obviously are extremely bothered. How could Rav Elazar ben Rav Shimon say such a thing? How could he say such a thing? The Yavit says over here, Yesh ladunay l'schus. One needs to die on him, l'kaf schus. Ki ma'acha shayim mechur b'yoyster. It was such an objectively unpleasant looking man. Chayish dil meshedu. He thought that perhaps he was a shade. The also lost his shalom, kiddies of her kama the Megillah, and so on. The shalom afagav the ikri kutshabriuchu, and so on. And therefore, he thought that he was not able to say shalom to him, and he thought that there's no way others say it was at the Ion Yaakov. Mizehavin shein bechachmas atera. He saw the way he looked. There was no radiance at all. So for various reasons he felt justified in doing so, but then he realized afterwards that it was over the top and it was inappropriate to say kama mechor and so on, and therefore he asked for mechila. So what did he respond? Amar loi eini mechalach. Ad shetelech l'umen shosani va'imalei kama mechur kliza shosisa. I'm only going to give you mechila if you go to the craftsman who made me and you say what you told me. Hayim etayel acharav ad shegiel iray. He followed him until he reached his city. Yotzu b'nei iray l'krasoi v'hayu aimim loy shalmelech rebi rebi mayri mayri. Amar lahem, so this is Eliyahu speaking. Lemi atzim kerem Rebbe Rebbe. Amru loy lezeshem et alacharecho. This is one of the Tanoim. Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon. Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon. We're calling him. He's an Adam Godel. So it's the one who is metal acharecho. Amru lahem imze Rebbe al yirbu kamaisa b'Yisrael. There shouldn't be more like him. Amru loy mipnima. So he told them the whole story. And, you know, you might ask, like, what's the hatzah to say? Isn't it Lashon Hara? So, if we say, like it says in Maseches Derech Eretz, it's Eliyahu HaNavi, so then, you know, mitzad the Mesaper, maybe you can hear that he didn't do anything wrong. Mitzad the Shemea, l'chari still asa to hear. The Maisa, he did it, the whole thing was done, as the Rishonim say, was done l'tayelis. Shlayargo bekach al kaponim. He said, "This is what this was the ma'isa." Amruloi, they said to him, "Afal piken macholoi shadam gadol batirahu." He's an adam gadol batira, and maybe they meant to say, like the Gemara says, that if a tzaddik, if an adam gadol does a chait during the day, el yaharachrov, the Gemara's mastik shibivadai asetshuva. He definitely did teshuva, and so on, and therefore you should be meichel him. He obviously has realized his mistake, and therefore you should be meichel him. Amar lahem, he said to them, Bishulchem, harini meichel lei. Okay, for you, I will be meichel him. Ubavad shleihei rogel lasis kain, as long as he's not rogel to do this. So miyad nichnas Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon v'darash la'olam yehi adam rach kekane v'al yehi kasha ke'eris. Ulefikach zach kekane ulitol hamenu kol maslechta v'sefer Torah tefillin u mezuzos. So Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon, he made this. He said this drasha. There is a just 1 second. I'm sorry. Correct. Tzaddik is compared to an eres also, but it means in this respect about not having this shtolts and so on. The written in the Yaakov says l'chare mashma sh'amar al oisli adam shnisratza limchol uli hispayis shahaya rach kikane v'loi haya kashik eres lamay dalmideisav shalele hispayis. So he says it could be that, you know, that when he's saying a person should be rach kikane, it's referring to Eliyahu, who was willing to be mispiased, and so on. But it says the Efshish Armakain al Rib Shimon bin Lazar, Shahaya Gasruach Keres. Originally he was a Gasruach, like we said before. He was Reichav Alachamar, and he was Zach Badaiti, was Gas, he was Samech Simcha Gedela, and so on. Originally Shahaya Gasruach Keres. Va'amar loy Shroi Lies Rach Kekana Lies Hoylech Uba Im Kol Haruches. So this is, maybe it's actually a reference to him, that originally he was Kashik Erez, and you're objectively unattractive, and I'm going to say something about it. Maybe it's because you didn't learn Torah, and so on. And then afterwards he realized, and so on. But according to the first pshat, it's speaking about the Maila, that he was neach lehispayus, and so on. It's interesting, you know, there's a, the Netziv in his Agdama to Sefer Bereishis, when he writes, why is it that in Sefer Yeshua and in Sefer Shmuel, it refers to Chumash Bereishis as Sefer HaYashar. It says, because it's referring to, but the Zohar says, because it's referring to the Avis, who were called Yesharim. The Netziv over there, in his Agdama, explains why the Avos were called Yesharim, and he says that beside the tzidkus of the Avos, but they had this trait, this is very much what he mentions over there, and that they looked at the bigger picture. You know, Avraham Avinu, even though Anshei Sdeim were Rishayim, the Chatayim Hashem Ma'od, and they stood against everything Avraham stood for, but he looked at the bigger picture, that it's not right for people, for five cities to die, people to be wiped out. And when he says about Yitzchak, he says that even though he was banished by Avimelech and so on, Leich mi imanu ki otzam talonu ma'oid, but nevertheless they came to him, and he was very quick to be nespayis, and he accepted their offer, and he was neach lespayis. He says the same thing with Yaakov Avinu, even though he was mistreated by Lavan for decades, but nevertheless, you know, he wanted to have a bris, he wanted to have a connection, he was fine. And the Medrash says, even though it says Vayicha Yaakov Ma'od and so on, but he quotes in the Medrash that he was still very pleasant and he was nespayis with him and so on. You know, this trait, the Netziv of being neich lespayis, about kind of looking at the bigger picture, he says is the trait of Yashris, and it's something which the Avos had. Okay, good. Fine, so they go like this. Now we said, if there's Devar Mapilus, we said that not only is that ear in trouble, but the adjacent cities are also in trouble, because as we know, well, plague is something which can spread very easily. We weren't so sure, and we didn't understand, why Mapilus is the same. In other words, Bishlam Devar, which is a plague which can spread, I understand why the adjacent cities are in trouble. When it comes to Mapilus, as the Gemara is going to tell us over here, well, let's see. Let's wait and see why this would be something which all the adjacent cities also need to be concerned. So Gemara says like this. Tan Rabbanan, Mapilus sha'amru b'riyais v'lei ru'ois. We're referring to walls which are strong walls as opposed to bad walls. If you look at Rashi, about seven lines down, Mapilus sha'amru masrin alein b'briyais kamrinin, meaning shiyu achaymais briyais v'afal pikein neflais mikech neshivas haruach avlem hayu achaymais haneflais ru'ois ein masrin alein. If the walls were anyway of a bad quality, weak walls and so on, with little foundation, so we are discussing in the sugya walls which are strong. So it seems to be that the concern is you've got strong walls, but you've got very strong winds, and that's what the Mishnah is saying. That not only is that ear misanin and meria, but even the adjacent ones. I guess the concern is that the winds will affect the adjacent cities also. So again, Mapilus sha'amru b'riyais v'lei ru'ois, she'einan ru'ois lipol v'lei ha'ru'ois lipol. They've got to be ones which are not ru'i to fall, as opposed to the ones which will fall, which are royally falling. My ass. Heiniu Briyes, Heiniu She'enen Ru'yes Lipo. I mean, what's the difference between Briyes, strong walls, and Einon Ru'yes Lipo? Ones which are not Roy to fall. Isn't that the same thing? Heiniu Ru'yes. What is the difference between a bad wall? Heiniu Ru'yes Lipo. Ones which are Roy to fall. Isn't that the same thing? So the Gemara Leitzricha, the Naflu Machmus Gvoyayu. Now, the difference would be if you have a strong wall or a wall which is high and tall. Rashi says Leitzricha, Hadik Tani She'enan Ru'uyis Uru'uyis Lipo, Elok Egoin Dekoy Aguda Denahara, Asfas Anar. We're speaking about a case, let's say, where one is by a riverbank. Sha'avabishi Briya, meaning the actual wall itself is a good strong wall, it's made of good material, top quality brick, and so on. But nevertheless, Ru'uyehi Lipol, Shahamayim Mapilan Esa, Shemakalkan Estakarka, Vashekhin Estayisoid. There are subsidence considerations and so on which will cause the wall to collapse, even though the wall itself is Bruis, is Briyes, and so on. So the first one was if it's very high, so even though it's strong, but it's very high, so because of its height, that can cause it to fall. Or the second one was Inami Dekam Agud Denara by the riverbank, like we just saw, and Rashi Kiyahi Ashisa Reua the Havoi Bin Hardai. It was a poor quality wall which was in Harda. Doloi havi chaliv ravu shmuel to saw avogav the kaima v'asra tleisar shnin. So Rav and Shmuel did not want to walk by this wall, or where the wall could collapse and tumble on them, even though it had been standing for, even though it was kaima for tlasin shnin, and the Bach says, v'leinafla. And it hadn't fallen once. Nevertheless, they said, this is a bad wall, and it's an accident waiting to happen, and they didn't want to walk by it. Yom echad ikla Rav Ada bar Ava lahasan. One time, Rav Ada bar Ava went to that place. Amali Shmuel Rav Nesimar Nakif. Okay, we need to go, but we need to circumvent this wall as we usually do. To which Rav said, Amalei leitzrich no. Wait, no, we don't need to do this now. The Ikar of Adabarava Bahadan. The Navashach Vasev Ali Mistafina. He has got many schuyos, and we don't need to be fearful. Tezah says, Amalei Ikar of Adab Bahadan, the Navashach Vasev. Tzach Lemer, the Trey Rav Ada Havu. You have to say there are two Rav Adas in Shas. And the horror of Ada bar Ava havi b'mei Rava, the matzina v'kama mekaymus. Amr of Ada bar Ava, Amr Rava, the horror of Ada bar Ava, the hacha mashmud havi chaver l'Rav Shmuel. He was a colleague of Rav and Shmuel, midikamalei Shmuel l'Rav, v'kamalei ha'ika Rav Ada b'hadon. Rav Ada is with us. Vanan yodana the Rav Yehuda havi talmid the Rav Shmuel v'Rava. Havi neled b'yim shemayis Rav Yehuda of Rav Ada Havi tamid the Rava, emkian al kach tzachleim adavi trei Rav Ada. So must be with two Rav Ada Bravas, and this was Rav Ada Brava the Kadmain, who was a chaver of Rav and Shmuel. So he said, I'm sorry. Yeah, the guy was going to ask the kasha. Al-Kabonim, Rav said, we don't need to worry so much because we have an Adam Gadol with us and we don't need to be fearful. I remember once I was driving Ramesh Shapiro to Bnei Brak, and there was a question of, you know, how to travel. Do we go through the way which goes by Shuafat and, you know, the 443, which I wanted to, yeah? And I asked him which way he wants to travel. He said he's happy, he'd like to go that direction. He asked me if I mind going that direction. I said, you know, Kolzman, if I'm with you, I'm happy to go anywhere you like. On the way back, I might take Fishachad myself, but on the way there, I'm delighted to go that direction. Good. Fine, says the Gemara. Ravuna havile hahu chamro. Bahu beisa ruya. So Ravuna had some wine in which was situated in a house which was, you know, an accident waiting to happen. It was about to collapse. Uboila fanuye. He wanted to be mefana his wine. He wanted to get it out of the house, but he was scared to enter the house. Uboila fanuye. So what did he do? He was somehow able to bring Rav Ada Bar Ava into the house, mashchi b'shmaita, and he spoke to him in learning, Ada de Banye, until he was able to be mefana the wine from the house. Basa de Nafak, once he left, Nafal Beisa, the house collapsed. Argish Rav Ada Bar Ava, as Rav Ada Bar Ava realized what had happened, Ikpid, and he was upset. He was makpid. Sovela kiha da amar Rabbiana la olam al yamid adam b'makim sakana v'yemer oisin lines shema ein oisin lines b'mtim salemer oisin lines menakim mizchi oisav. And even if they make an ace for him, maybe they'll be menakim mizchi oisav. So it seems to be, from the fact that Rav Huna was willing to do it. Rav Huna understood that, no, I mean, just like Rav, it seems to be that Rav Huna and Rav both held that you are able to do that, and you are able to lechatchila bring, be in a makim sakana, and rely on the fact that you've got an Adam Gadol with you, and therefore it's okay. But Rav Ada held, no, you shouldn't do that. He held like Rav Yanai, who says, le'ilam al yamid adam b'makim sakana, because whatever happens, it's going to be bad. Either an ace won't happen for you, and even if an ace does happen for you, then maybe it will be menakalei schiyosav, and therefore he held it was incorrect. But vice versa, from Rav Huna and from Rav, they held that you're allowed to do that even the chatchila. Important to mention is, say again.
But Rav Ada Bar Ava didn't know that he was in a precarious situation. He was only dragged into there because he wanted to take out the wine from there. So the chisam, his chisam, shouldn't be menika, only if he's using what he's brought to speak this for himself. But here, the situation was that he was in there.
Right. The question being asked is that maybe the issue of being menakalei schiyosav is only if you yourself are aware and you lechatchila are going into that situation. Seems to me that my understanding is not like that. At the end of the day, if you have been saved from a potentially miraculous type of situation, even though the whole thing was unbeknownst to you, you were dragged into it, but lemaisa, someone would tell you after, you should know, you went into a house which was a walking time bomb, and her riot collapsed right afterwards. It was mamish and nace that you were saved, so that would still be a bechina of menachemei z'chiyosav. So there's two things. Number one, you should not bring yourself into a makam sakana, because who's to say they will? And even if a nace was done for you, it's going to come off your cheshbon. It's going to come off your cheshbon, even though you have to, you know, here you didn't know about it, and so on. The Gemara says, I've become very small, meaning my schuyos have been diminished from all of the salvations, all the yeshuas which Hashem has done for me, and so on. Just important to mention, there is a marsha, and the marsha says this, he said in many places in Shas, but perhaps the place where he says it the most explicit is in Maseches Kedushin, in the first parak, where the Gemara speaks there about a particular bias. The Gemara says, usually if you have a shade, shade will try and be mazik one person. Some shadim will not attack if there's two people there. Some shadim will only attack at night. So the Gemara says there was this house where there were a shade or shadim there, which even if there's two people, even during the day, the shadim would go and they would start up. And I'm trying to remember who the individual, who the case was, but the Gemara says that they didn't enter this house, but a particular Amir came to town, and they said no one should offer him any protection, and so on. And he'll go in, you know, and when he davens, when he says Moedim, he'll be able to kind of get rid of the get rid of the shade and so on. The kids of the Masha asks, you know, from this Gemara, that you're not allowed to, you know. So again, seven heads, you know, exactly. And every time he bows, but Akabani asked Ms. Gemara, you're not supposed to be in a Makam Sakana, and Osman Nes, and the Marsha says that if a Yeshua comes Derech Tchila, not considered to be a Nes. He says it's Mamish part of the Bria, and you know, the implications of the Marsha are staggering. You know, if you daven for it, it comes Derech Tchila. Derech Tchila is different. And Derech Tchila, you can be a pile of incredible things, and that's not considered to be, not what this Gemara is talking about. Gemara says, my havi uvdei the Rav Ada bar Ava. Meaning, Rav Ada bar Ava was such an adam gadol that Rav, you know, Rav said to Shmuel, we don't have to worry about it. We've got Rav Ada bar Ava with us. So, my havi uvdei the Rav Ada bar Ava. So, what were the good deeds? What were the maisim tevim of Rav Ada bar Ava? Kiha de itmar. Sholu talmidov le Rav Ada bar Ava b'meh herachta yamim. What is the secret of your longevity? I was never makpid in my house. Meaning to say, in theory, a person is allowed to be makpid. I'm the balabais. I'm the one who's bringing in a parnasa. I'm the one who's being based in the nefesh of the family. I have a right to be makpid. It was not makpid, besich besi. If you look in the Sefer of the Sefer Tehmet of the Ramak, he writes a couple of times about these midas, the Yud Gimel midas of Rachamim, that a person needs to emulate, of Mikol Kamech and his Avnei Val Pesha and so on. He writes several times about specifically with one's Bnei Bayis. With one's Bnei Bayis, you know, how you have to be a Mikol Kamech and you have to be a Melech Nelav and you have to be a Nesa Ova and an Eval Pesha to your Bnei Bayis specifically. I think we'll say B'Shem Yerizal that the Ikadim V'Cheshon a person will have to give is about the way he acted with his Bnei Bayis and so on. It's easy to be a nice person to everyone else, but with your Bnei Bayis, that is already a big darga. So, Miyom Ailei Hikpadati B'Seir Beisi. I was never makpid in my bayis. V'Loi Tzadati B'Fnei Misha Godel Mimeni. I never walked in front of anyone who was greater than me. Maybe that needs a little bit more of a hezbra as to, in my kuli high, what exactly is this? Is this darga? What does this mean? Lo tzadati b'fnei mi shegadol mimeni. The Bach just says, b'chachma. V'lo hirharti b'mevuois hamutzunafais. I was never mahar in Torah in a place where I wasn't allowed to, which really makes sense when you see the next piece. V'lo hilachti d'alamas b'lo Torah b'lo tefillin. I never went to alamas without Torah. So I was constantly learning. I never stopped learning. And nevertheless, Layati bim voice, Hamatun office. Molo Yashanti bevis Hamedrish, Loy Shenas Kavavali Shenas Arai. Which is interesting. Meaning that is definitely a Midas Chasidus, because we know that in a Beis Hamedrish, a person is allowed to sleep. A Beis Hamedrish is considered to be like a Talmud Chacham's bias, insofar as he's there the whole day. Nevertheless, the yira which he had didn't allow him to sleep in the Beis HaKnesses, not a shinis kevel, not a shinis aray. V'lei sosti b'takolas chaveray. I never delighted in the downfall of my friend. V'lei karasi l'chaveray b'hanichosoy v'amrila b'hanichosoy. Now what is this last thing? So Rashi says b'hachinosoy shemechanin loy b'nei adam. Some type of a nickname which people call Lignai, again Shem Levi. So some type of a nickname, or Chanichasoik me Chanichas Oveis, Begitin, some type of a family name. I never call them by that. Taisa says, Bachinosai Pirish Bekinui Shemachanin Oisoi, Bene Adam Lignai, again Shem Levi, Bachanichasai Pirish Kineu Beshem. Mishpachte, diyesh mishpacha shemechanin bnei adam lechol ha-mishpacha v'kirin b'chanichas shem levai. Kemoi, he says, kemoi shem chanichas aves begitin adasar deris kegoin Rabbi Avram ibn Ezra. Shekol bnei mishpachte hayu nikroyim kach. The family were also called Ibn Ezra. V'davka l'knai aval shvach mutter. But if it is a nickname, because of his godless, his chachm, and so on, that is something which you're allowed to do. So Kapanim, these were the traits of Rav Adam Bar Ava. We said number one, he was never makpid within his bias. He never walked in front of someone who was greater than him in Chachma. He was never maharer in a place where it was asked to be maharer. He never walked down Amos without turning tefillin. He never slept in the Beis HaMedrash. He was never happy with his friend's downfall. And number seven, he never called some type of a nickname, Perhaps you can tell us some milas, some good things about Rav Huna. I don't remember so much about him in his youth, but I remember in his old age, on cloudy days, the style of Kule Masa, the whole Ashisa da Havis Roisa, Riyasa, Havisasala. E. Afsha Lamara Bonila, Vile Afsha Bonila, Eumidide. So, what did he do? So, when there was a, Rashi says, but Biema de Eva, Yem Hamunan, if it was a cloudy day, and he would, there was a concern that, that there would be rain, he would go out and he would inspect the walls, and if there was a wall which he thought would collapse, he would go and he would demolish it. If the owner had the funds to reimburse him for his expenses, great, and if not, he would shell out from his own pocket. V'chol panya d'mali shabsa, and in every year of shabsa, havi mishada shluch l'shuk, he would send the shliach to the shuk, v'chol yakad havi payish lehu l'ginoi, and leftover vegetables, zovin le, he would buy, and he would chuck them in the river. Why did he not give them to Aniyim? Because he was concerned that the Aniyim would therefore be reliant on him and they would never end up buying vegetables themselves. Rashi says, we didn't have to worry about going and buying things like Kavod Shabbos. Maybe in that particular week there wouldn't be any leftovers. And then they wouldn't have anything to eat, so he felt it would be an incorrect chesed to give it to the aniyim, insofar as it could backfire on them in future Shabbosays. For the Gemara, so valishti lebeim, at least give it to the animals, because over Michael Adam ain machiran lebeim. You're not allowed to feed food which is fit for human consumption to animals. For the Gemara, valay lizvenu a clouds. Why buy in the first place? Nimsis machshilan laasilavay. Because then the sellers of the vegetables will be upset and they won't necessarily bring enough vegetables in the future because they'll say, you know, we had so much left over and therefore next time we're going to bring much less and next time there might be more people coming with more requirements and bigger meals and there's not going to be enough. And therefore, he did all of this to be Mechabed Shabbos, and that was some of the good actions of Rav Huna. Okay, we'll stop here.